but I don't know. I hear that the people down, the tourists call us crackers, but that's mostly northern people.
Is that an insult?
Me? Well, I'd rather be called a cracker than a hick.
What about redneck? Or stump jumper?
No.
How do people feel about the northerners down here? Is there...
I resent them. Yeah. But it's because it's because of their attitude to the Southerners. It works both ways, you know.
What sort of attitude?
Starts way back. that we're behind the times, and just because of our drawl or our slow talking, we're lazier and we're, you know, just generally slower. This and that. That's just my opinion. I'm sure it's really not all that bad. I don't really know. You know, I mean, I never...
What opinions do the Southerners here have of the Northerners?
Well, the townspeople, like I explained yesterday, sort of resent the fact that, like in a small town like this, they would move in and insist upon beautification, you know,
yeah.
Like things like that. But other than that, I don't think they... resent them as people.
Mm-hmm. What about the French people in Louisiana? Any special names for them?
Cajuns.
Anything else?
Mm. Yeah. I have some friends and some family that live out there. Well, it's not too... Coon-ass.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard?
Is that very insulting?
I don't know. I don't know. This is only what I've heard. Uh-huh. It's nothing I'm familiar with. This is just what I've heard.
Do you ever hear the term boogly?
What?
Boogly.
Uh-uh.
What about them down here? Has there been any racial trouble down here? How do people...
In Cedar Key?
Yeah, how do people generally feel?
In Cedar Key, you mean?
Uh-huh.
We're beginning to have a lot of trouble in the sports in school. And I think the problem is all of the other schools in the county or in the area that we participate in with the sports outside of the county are segregated, I mean are integrated, and there aren't any down here, and they feel like that's our fault, and that there's a resentment. And
the blacks from other areas?
Well, now there are more blacks on the teams that play our teams than there are whites, and there's more of a black following, and there's just more trouble. In fact, we had to stop the last game we played because of this, so we're really worried about it. And it seems
who was causing the trouble?
Cedar Key boys. An accidental foul was caused during the game, and then another fella hit another fella, and then it started a brawl right on the gym floor.
The Cedar Key boys were resentful of the fact that they were playing blacks?
No, I don't think that's as much as I really don't understand why. Maybe if they were winning, or if they were bigger, or if they accidentally, like if a white boy accidentally ran into a one on our team, it wouldn't bother him as much. But if a colored person accidentally fouled, or maybe it was a little on purpose, because you do these things, you know, black or white, it would really, you know, upset them.
How do most people around here feel about civil rights?
I'm not sure about most people, but I know that a lot of people are very prejudiced against integration. But I know a lot of them that aren't. My Christian friends aren't. Some of my Christian friends aren't. But most of the people that aren't, I mean that are extremely against integration, don't consider themselves Christians.
Do you,